Assalamualaikum. Welcome to American Muslim 360. Imam, if you are on the line, please press 1 on your phone so I can unmute your mic. Assalamualaikum. Welcome to American Muslim 360. Imam, if you're on the line, please press 1 on your phone so I can unmute your mic. While waiting for the Imam to come on the line, I'm going to play Wali Ali, Allah is Mighty. And whenever you arrive on the phone, please press 1 on your phone, please, Imam. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ah, yeah. Bright in the sky, who made the moon appear in the night? Who made the stars like a twinkling of an eye? Who made these things for us to rotate to the right? Allah, oh Allah, Almighty.
Welcome to American Muslim 360. Imam, if you're on the line, please press 1 on your phone so I can unmute your mic. Assalamu alaikum, Imam, if you're on the line, please press one on your phone so I can unmute your mic. While waiting for the imam to come on the line, I'm going to play a hadith while waiting.
Hadith number 29.
عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. قال لقد سألت عن عظيم وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله تعالى عليه، تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا، وتقيم الصلاة، وتؤتي الزكاة، وتصوم رمضان، وتحج البيت. ثم قال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير؟ الصوم جنة، والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار، وصلاة الرجل في جوف الليل. ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعملون. ثم قال ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه؟ قلت بلى يا رسول الله. قال رأس الأمر الإسلام، وعموده الصلاة، وذروة سنامه الجهاد. ثم قال ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله؟ فقلت بلى يا رسول الله. فأخذ بلسانه وقال كف عليك هذا. قلت يا نبي الله، وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به. فقال ثكلتك أمك، وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم أو قال على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم؟ رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
On the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه, who said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, inform me of a deed which will take me into paradise and keep me away from the fire. He said, You have asked me about a tremendous matter, but indeed it is easy for one for whom Allah the Exalted makes it easy. You should worship Allah, associating nothing with Him, establish prayer, fast the month of Ramadan.
We'll begin Salat al-Jumma in just a few minutes. We're waiting on the housekeeper to bring a microphone, inshallah. At this point. Thank you.
right, let me just read something in the spirit of Iman, faith, and harmony, unity, guidance. It's an invitation to something extra. That's what it is. Not a Christian system. It's an invitation to something extra. So the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you wait for the prayer, every minute that you wait, thinking only of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He has promised, is a forgiveness of sin. So you don't want to waste the opportunity. And there's a space where every dua that is asked is answered, and that is the space between the adhan and the iqama. So you already had the adhan, right? And then the iqama is coming. So this is a good time to get nearer to your Lord, get off some of these needs for forgiveness. I know you all don't have many, but I got a couple. Don't worry about the St. Louis versus the Boston Red Sox.
Thank you. Hotel was having difficulty with the microphone and the receiver. So they went back to get another microphone. And inshallah, if this one doesn't work, then downstairs say prepare to go ahead and he'll just reject. Inshallah.
Yes.
All right. Inshallah.
Subhanallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Muhammad al-Rasulullah. Ya Rabbi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين. All praise is due to Allah, and after that, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah who sent down upon us His book, most clear. الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. All praise is due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold. الحمد لله. All unqualified praise is due to Allah. بعثه في الأميين. Allah raised up for us a messenger from among the unlettered. And we bear witness that there is no object, no deity or worship except Allah. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. He is the one, the unique, who has no partners. له الملك. He has power over all things. His is the kingdom. بيده الخير. In his hand is all good. وهو على كل شيء قدير. His power over all things. We say, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala sayyidina Muhammad. Send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad. Wa ala alihi, upon his family, wa sahbihi, upon his companion, ajma'in. Wa ya ayyuhal muslimun. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa jumu'ah mubarak. Amma ba'du. Wa a'udhu billahi min shaytan rajim. وكذلك نور إبراهيم ملك السماوات والأرض وليكون من المقنين فلما جن عليه ليل رعى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب العافلين فلما رعى القمر بازغا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا إن لم يهدني ربي لأكنن من القوم الضالين فلما رعى الشمس بزغات قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بارئ مما تشركون إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. This is the reading of the 75th to the 79th ayah of Surah, or chapter 6, Surah Al-An'am. The Yusuf Ali translation says, so also did we show Abraham the power and the laws of the heavens and the earth, that he might, with understanding, have certitude. When the night covered him over, he saw a star. He said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I love not those that set. When he saw the moon rising in splendor, he said, this is my Lord. But when the moon set, he said, unless my Lord guide me, I shall surely be among those who go astray. When he saw the sun rising in splendor, he said, this is my Lord. This is the greatest of all. But when the sun set, he said, oh, my people, I am now free of your guilt of giving partners to Allah. For me, I have set my face firmly and truly towards him who created the heavens and the earth, and never shall I give partners to Allah. And we say, Sadaqallah al-Azim, Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. The hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said, the messenger of Allah said, that the excellence of integrity was settled into the root nature of people. Then the Quran was revealed, and they learned it from the Quran, and they learned it from my sunnah. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic today, Abraham, the model of the excellence within. Abraham, the model of the excellence within. When we have this picture, and we have these ideas of Abraham, and we have these ideas of excellence, and it's about this weekend. For me, it's about also seeing all these, seeing the correlation between this excellence within and how Allah has taught us through the model of Abraham, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, we know Muhammad is the fulfillment of it. We're going to get there. But Abraham is the model that was given to us and to the world and to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the destiny. To speak of this excellence, or speaking of this excellence, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah alayhi, he said, there is an excellence in the common person that God has deposited in every individual human being. You should hear the ring of the hadith that I read to you in that. That it has been, this excellence has been put into the root nature of the human being. The Imam is echoing the same thing. He says that there is an excellence in the common person that God has deposited in every individual human being by virtue of the fact that they have been created and are existing. The manifestation of that excellence is the goal in the scheme of matter. Let me start with a caution at this point. It's an encouragement and it's a discouragement. Right? It's an encouragement. Know what Imam Muhammad has said. It's very, very important. I have no apologies for citing the Imam, quoting the Imam, expressing the Imam's name, and the like. I have no fear that you're worshiping the Imam or this and that. Forget that. Listen. When you listen to the scholars that you identify as scholars, you go to their khutbah, you go to their presentation, and many of them, the ones that we have a tendency, and I love scholarship. I don't care where it comes from. I love scholarship. I'm not jealous of anyone, nobody. I have none of that, nobody. All right? But when they teach you, they'll take the great manuscript from so-and-so, Sheikh so-and-so, and Alim X, and Sheikh Y, etc. And then they'll read the Arabic and then translate what they said, and that's scholarship. Well, the Imam didn't give us his stuff in Arabic. Yep. So maybe if he gave us stuff in Arabic, maybe we read it in Arabic, and then you heard the Arabic first, then we said what Imam Muhammad said in English first, maybe you take it better. But we're doing the same thing that they're doing. They bring their scholars, and they say, he says, he says so-and-so. I say, Imam Muhammad said so-and-so. He just didn't say it in Arabic first. All right, I'm going to move past that. That's a footnote. All right? One day we won't have to apologize like this in a group of ours for citing our scholars. But today just ain't today. So we got to deal with the spirit. So in any case, so that's one caution. The other is, don't use Imam Muhammad's language as bling. Right. Bling, you know. That Imam said the essence of the human being is in the scheme of matter. And you, the only thing was to just bling, bling. No. Take it as science. Take it as hawk. Take it as reality. Take it as truth. Take it as given. Take it as law. Take it as fact in the firmest sense that your excellence is in the scheme of matter. That Allah put in the scheme of matter the excellence that we are trying to bring to a state of consciousness. We're trying to get it to the state where you are in possession of this excellence that was put in matter from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kun fayakun. The picture of Abraham is about that, and so we're going to go on. But I want to add to this as we go, one of the operative definitions of the term kitab, when you talk about kitab, Quran, zalika kitabu la rayba fi, kitab, one of its meanings is also repeating its messages in various ways. Repeating its messages in various ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said the same thing in many different ways. And there are teachers I know in this room where, you know, you have learning styles, right? You have learning styles. People process different people process the same information in different ways, right? You have some people that are auditory. You have some people that are visual. You have some people that are kinesthetic. You have some people that are gustatory. You have these different terms are used for that one person will understand it better if you give it to them this way. Another person will understand it better if you give it to them that way. Another will understand if you give them to them that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the same message in different ways. And the grace that we have with Imam Muhammad, is there a way? This young he feel. Yeah. While we wait for him to finish that, we'll give you another little side note. Of the psychology class, 71, 72. This was before I was a member of the Nation of Islam. So I'm in this junior college psychology class. I'm explaining something to the class, and I pretty much knew I had it covered what was said, but the teacher was trying to throw me off because, you know, once the teacher gets challenged, then they got to figure out how to create a detour. So, and I do talk with my hand. I talk with my hand. Most African Americans do know. Y'all know that. Huh? So we really feel handcuffed when we all talk. So I'm speaking, right? He said, what are your hands saying? He thought I wasn't going to be able to handle that. What if I had, like, I said, oh, man, my hands are doing something I don't know about. So they're saying what I'm saying. That's what they said. You want to know what my hands are saying? They're saying what I'm saying. Shukran to be. Allah bless you. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Hopefully that don't lead to a longer khutbah, but it'll be all right. All right, so the point being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us different things in the same way. Now, so understand this. There's a big picture. There are two more set of verses that I'm going to mention to you, and I want you to understand them in the context of this address as this is saying the same thing in a different way. One of them is the section of verses from 23, 12 through 14, To go at the issue of your excellence being in the scheme of matter. To go at the issue of your excellence being in the scheme of matter. I think it's profoundly simple. And all you gotta do is just, inshallah, listen by the grace of Allah. If I'm clear, then you'll understand it if you don't already. So 23, 12, and 14, it's the one where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, man, we did create from a quintessence of clay. Created from a quintessence of clay. Then we placed him in a drop of sperm in a place of rest firmly fixed. And then we made the sperm into a clot of congealed blood. Then out of that clot we made a fetus lump. Then we made out of the lump bones and clothed the bones in flesh. Then we developed out of it another creature. So blessed be Allah, the best to create. So there are seven different formations in this set of verses, 23, 12 to 14. The first is salalat al-minfin, that's the quintessence of clay, nutfatin fi qarar al-makin, the sperm in a place of rest firmly fixed. And then there's alaqatin, we all know that, blood adhering. And then there's mulgata, that is the fetus lump. And then there's idhama, that's the fifth. And then al-idhama, lahma, then the bones clothed in flesh after this idhama was bones at the fifth level. Sixth level is idhama, lahma, bones with flesh. And then thumma anshatnahu khalqan akhara. And then after that, we create another creature, khalqan akhara. So you count them, that's seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Khalqan akhara is seven. Khalqan akhara, what is it? It's another creature. Simply put, it's another creature. Everything else was physical. Everything was physical before it. All everything. Sperm, clot, bone, flesh, etc. That. Thumma anshatnahu khalqan akhara. Out of that, another creature. So it's a creature that is, quote-unquote, of a different nature than the form that arose out of it and that arose from it or that came after it, khalq and akhar. All right? Now, those of you that I'm looking around the room, I know many imams and others who I know are profound students of Imam Muhammad of the Quran and al-Islam, and you've already joined that to the Isra wa Mi'raj. You've already joined that to Adam, then from Adam to Jesus and John, and then from Jesus and John to Yusuf, and then from Yusuf to Idris, and then from Idris to Aaron, and then Aaron to Moses, and then Moses to Abraham. What level is Abraham on? Abraham is on the seventh level. So then by logic, which is another distinction of Imam Wahid bin Muhammad, he encourages us to use the logic, follow logic to its conclusion. You draw parallels. Is there a connection? Make connections. And what's the connection? Oh, wait, okay, if Khalq and Akhara is on the seventh level, and if Abraham is on the seventh level, then Abraham and Khalq and Akhara must be in some way correlated. Okay? So that other creature is Abraham. Abraham is the destiny for all of us. Abraham is the destiny for all of us. Abraham is the destiny for all of us. Okay. So then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, khalq and akhara, this is actually an expression of the realization of the human excellence, which is the goal in the scheme of matter. Why do you think the universe exists? Think about it. The Imam said, without the rational human being, the universe itself makes no sense. Without a human being in it, it makes no sense. Okay, take the human being out of the universe, if you can imagine such. There's no human being in the universe. Okay, so what is the universe for? There's no conscious life. There's no rational life anywhere in the universe. For those of you thinking about, well, the aliens will still be here, let that go. Let's just imagine that there's no thinking, conscious life in all of these galaxies upon galaxies. Question, what is it for? It's for nothing. The Imam said to create the universe without a conscious human being as we are would be like creating a body without a head. See, that's a monstrosity. You got a body, no head. This is the wonderful thing that you and I are. You and I are the purpose for creation. See, for some of us, that's too big. That's too big. You know, men, atheists and others, you know, those who, you know, when we say, guess what we said, that the creation was created for the human being, it's like, and I have to say, in the land of Brown versus Board of Education, that many of us have been subsumed by the, no, not for me. You know, the black dog, white dog. I'm going to make it short, right? Black dog, white dog scenario. There are many who still cannot or do not have a self-perception that allows them to say, everything in the skies and the earth has been created for me. When you can say that, and when in your heart you really mean it, it's not rhetoric, it's not pep talk, it's not trying to juice yourself up to be able to go on the front line. No, it's a fact. That when Allah says, "Sakhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard," I have made to render its service to you everything in the skies and in the earth. You take that as a given. You take that as a fact. You walk with that. You got swag on that, seriously. And when you have that, it's your version of mine. Let's put it like this. I had a little incident. You know, stories are good, too, and I need to calm down a little bit so we can get done. Line up, go to the airport. Well, we're at the airport. We're in the line. Get our bag checked in. Right? Caucasian fella steps up. 70% of the line was African-American. The front of the line immediately, when he stepped up, there was Caucasian women. So he talks to the Caucasian women. I'm one behind the Caucasian woman he's talking to. And he said, I got a 10:30. He told me to wait with me, man. I got a 10:30 flight, you know, at this time, I don't know what, it's quarter to 10, something like that. 10:30 flight, if you don't mind. And the white woman said, well, I don't mind, but you might want to ask somebody. He looked, and then he looked back, and then he just kept in line. I said, oh. But I didn't go off on him right there. I restrained just for a minute. I restrained. All right, so now he's still standing there. And then I heard my African-American folks, we didn't come together. I heard somebody African-American, a couple of people from behind me, said, well, yeah, what is this? Or something like that.
Yeah.
So I said, loud enough for him, yeah, I said, yeah, white male privilege. And then now the white woman, she we don't need no man up in here, right? So he turned around, haven't heard me. And he looked in my face. He's this close. He's right here. I said, don't talk to me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if you want me to get to the back, I said, yeah, do that. If you want me to go to the back, I said, yeah, do that. And he took it on to the back line. To the back of the line. A Barack Obama, you know what I'm saying? So, that's probably what they're saying. It messed up the whole world. All these Negroes have got too big for their britches. No, it's network, baby. I'm damn sick and tired. I ain't taking it no more. But we calmed down. He disappeared, so he didn't go to the back of the line. He didn't want to be in that environment. Frank is, I don't know how I got there. But the point is that your excellence, yeah, you have to see white male privilege, because white supremacy gave him the feeling and the sense that he had the right and he didn't have to ask nobody if it was okay, especially Negroes.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't got to ask no Negroes about where I can stand, where I can be.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you can flip that in the most positive way, and you say, this universe is mine, and everything that it's capable of, you got to feel yourself and find out, do I really believe that? Because it's the truth. But when you connect with that, then the universe is ready to render its service to you. But it's got to be more than an emotional platitude. You have to be able to, in your heart, in your mind, to yourself, climb that ladder of understanding to get to the place where he said, yeah, that's true. And then come back down and put it to work. So let's go on.
I'm going to move off my picture. Be patient with me.
Okay. So here's a simple picture. This Kisrawa Mi'raj, right? We told Adam and we went and Abraham. In that story of the Kisrawa Mi'raj, it's the prophet's night journey, which we often call it, identify it as such. The night when he went from Mecca to Jerusalem and back, heaven and hell, all in one night. When the prophet met all the other major prophets, Adam was the first, and he greeted him, Assalamu alaikum, Abi, Adam, my father, Adam. All the others, brother. And then when he got to Abraham, Abi, Ibrahim. So Adam was the father. Abraham is a father. One is a father in the beginning, and the other is a father in the end. But it's the same thing detailed for us so as to reveal to us the graduated stages of our human development. Listen, when I talk about you have to get to that point, you have to climb that ladder, come to that level of consciousness, level of awareness, where you're able to embrace that statement more than as a platitude or as a cliche that this creation is mine and everything that it's capable of doing, because it's a gift of God to you. It's a gift of Allah to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Rahman that He gave you two gardens. He gave you two gardens. The first garden is you, this body, i.e. your body. You're not your body. Get that clear. Because أَنْشَأْنُ خَلْقٍ أَخَرٍ is something other than the body. Everything else was the body. The consciousness that you have to evolve to embrace what I'm inviting you to, and what Quran, what Islam, and what the Imam invites us to, is you have to come to a level of consciousness. This is about operating in the quote-unquote mental aspect, the spiritual aspect, the abstract aspect of you. You have to get to that place and identify that as you. You have to identify yourself as that other creature. As long as you think you're a black man, or you think you're a black woman, or you think that you are your flesh, you are not on the right ladder. When you get there, quote-unquote, being black, quote-unquote, is not important only as a place where you have decided to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there's a group of people who are not enjoying the benefits of His grace because of how they've been lied to about their body. And so the lie of their body has caused them to be restricted in their consciousness to their body. So their consciousness is a slave to their body because that's all they can deal with the world through is through their black body. But when they learn how to not think about their life as being their body, then they can leave the body and serve themselves and their people through that body, but know that their greater service is for the total of humanity. And someone just mentioned that it includes white people restricted to their body too, and brown and yellow and red, everybody. This whole color conscious scheme is an evil that you can only get over when you transcend and accept a different definition of yourself, a different perception of yourself, a different conception of yourself. And the human conception, the human definition is the best definition. It's the best. But this world has worked hard to make you think, I'm only human. That human is something to be integrated. That human, and from the religious side point of view, saying that, you know, you're created evil by nature. You're born sinful by nature. And that your humanity is your problem. No, you have to get over that. So this idea then, in that picture, you have Adam in the beginning, Abraham in the end. Then the excellence that's in the scheme of matter is represented by Adam. That Adam represents the excellence in the scheme of matter in potential. And then it has to grow stage by stage by stage by stage until it arises and arrives as Abraham. So it's the same potential, but now it's conscious. See, every one of us in here, we are, the prophet would say, and he said to a group, he said, all of you are Adam. All of us are Adam. It means true. All of us are Adam as a group. Adam is just one man. Your creation and your resurrection is in no wise except as one soul. Allah said He created us min nafsun wahida. We all come out of this and participate in this universal soul. There is only one soul. All right? And you and I have our share of it. You and I participate in it. And you and I have our life by virtue of it. So, yes, that's true in terms of that Adam. But now, don't just think about the universal. I want you to think about the particular as well. You are a particular dimension, feature, aspect, node of this universal soul. All of us. Just think about a net. A net. I'm talking about, don't think about the internet. Just think about a net, fish net, right? Everywhere where that net overlaps and connects is a little, you know, node. That's representative of you and me. You and me. So imagine there are 7.2 billion nodes in this net that I'm describing to you. So there's 7.2 billion nodes in it. That's, I'm trying to match the population of human beings on the earth. Each one of us is a node. Now, by virtue of our existence there, we are able to connect with every other node there because there's only one net. I hope you can stay there. But each node is at various stages of development. The difference is, in the image that we're giving you, is that every node can grow. Some nodes never grow. So as you grow, you gain greater access to what's possible in the whole net. Now, what I just described to you is the human net. I don't think this is too much. What I just described to you was the microcosm. I didn't say anything to you in that statement about the macrocosm. But that macrocosm, this universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go out, search all of it, and see if you see any themes. And when you come back, go back again. He said, your vision will come back to you tired and discomforted. Why? Because the universe is one. And you, the matter in your body, I know it looks disconnected, but it's connected. Your body is as connected to the universe as the tree, the water, the sky, the star, moon, sun. Your body is just matter. When your consciousness grows, you gain access to more of the macrocosm by virtue of your growth in consciousness. What describes that growth in consciousness? Adam to Jesus and John to Yusuf to Idris to Aaron to Moses to Abraham. It's just the destiny for your real individual life. Let me move on a little bit here. So you have Adam in the beginning, you have Adam in the beginning, you have Abraham, and you have Abraham in the end, right? Don't you remember where it said, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end? That the last shall be first and the first shall be last? We know now, as the Imam describes, figurative language, figurative expression in Scripture is speaking about exactness. And it's speaking about something that is scientific, actual, and very real. I'm speaking to you about these things that Imam Muhammad tried to tell us. Some of the quotes that I've given you so far, the Imam made 1986 and earlier. I'm not stopping every time I say it. Imam said this, Imam said that. He said these things 30 years ago. And he's trying to get us to understand that the power to do and be what Allah created you to do and be that would make you superior to all those people that you feel inferior to, that's what he was trying to drum into us with all of his very fiber, all the fiber of his being, trying to get us to understand. And this is the message. You have in you the same potential that anybody of any description, of any ethnic group, of any social standing, you have in you the same excellence. But you have to create the condition. It's a personal thing. You have to create the condition that nurtures the seed of your own soul. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. You have to create those conditions. Don't wait for the ummah. Don't wait for the community. Don't wait for the imam. Don't wait for your wife. Don't wait for your husband. Don't wait for your community. Don't wait for black folks. Get on it. You become what God created you to be. That's the thing. Yeah. So as I conclude this portion of the khutbah, listen, God says, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتُكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتِ. He created you growing gradually from the earth, growing like a plant. Allah uses similitudes. Allah uses metaphors. Allah uses parables. Allah uses models to try to tell us about things that are way above our capacity for knowing narratively. But he gives it to us so that as our consciousness grows, that one day you're going to understand this scientifically. But first, let me just tell you what your real life is. Your life is just like a plant. How is that? What you're going to be, you actually in potential already are. But you just need to be put into the right condition so that what you already are can become real. And the movement from Adam to Abraham is the movement of a seed to the fruit. And Al-Islam is the gardening process. Al-Islam is the farming process. Just practice all the stuff I'm saying. I don't care. I don't have, forget all the words that I've said that might be problematic for your vocabulary. Forget about all that. Know this. If you just do what Allah tells you to do in the five pillars of Al-Islam, you will get to Abraham. You will get from Adam to Abraham. You don't have to know it consciously, but you cannot serve Allah in the strongest way until you consciously know what the process, what the goal, what the big picture, what the map and the destiny is. You can be a part of it, but you can't lead it. And we're called to be leaders. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So think about this. I know that there are those of you who study Imam much deeper. I know some of you, you know, you just like the Imam. You like the Imam. And alhamdulillah, Allah bless you a little bit because you like the Imam. Alhamdulillah. And those who love the Imam, but you haven't given as much of your mind, heart, and spirit to his thoughts, his teaching, his language, his logic that you should. And that's just an invitation. That's just an invitation. But all of the people that I've just described, I'm sure you've heard the Imam say at some point that the garden is not the beginning. The garden is the goal. The garden is the goal. We read it like, oh, that happened way back there. No, it's a picture that Allah gave us in order for us to know what the goal is. Just think about it. It's always been in our face. Look, where did our life begin? If we just take the picture of our creation as human beings, where did our life begin? In paradise. And when we succeed with the success that we hope for, where will we end up? In paradise. So the end is the beginning, and the beginning is the end. And the Bible says, it's quoting Jesus as having said, and before Abraham was, I am. That only makes sense rationally in the picture of the Isra wa Mi'raj. Because in the Isra wa Mi'raj, before Abraham was, Jesus was. He comes before Abraham in that. But he's also speaking as the second Adam. Doesn't the Quran say the likeness of Jesus is that of Adam? Allah created him from dust and said to him, be as it is. And if you read the Bible, it also says that Jesus is the second Adam. Mm-hmm. The first man was made from the earth, and the second one is made of a quickening spirit. So the idea here is that Jesus is just saying that you can't get to Abraham unless you understand your own Adam, unless you become conscious of your own Adam, your own nature, your own excellence. You have to embrace that excellence. To simplify it, Imam is to simplify this for us. It's not, I'm not simplifying, I'm saying what he said. How you do that? Do I have to know all these long words? Do I have to know all this? No. All you have to do is when your heart, your mind, your spirit tells you to do something with excellence, do it. Don't have do it. Y'all fill in the blanks. Yeah. Never does a believer endeavor a thing, but he seeks to perfect it. Don't be mediocre. Don't be an also-ran. Don't settle for the status quo. Don't go with the, we always did it this way. Well, that's the problem. Your excellence is always speaking to you. Your excellence is always speaking to you. But we have to listen. Now, you know you could have combed your hair better than that. Why are you coming out? You didn't comb your hair better. That's your excellence speaking to you. See? Imam Muhammad, Rahim Al-Ali, he would say, I follow Imam Wazir Muhammad. This is easy. You know, some people get thrown out. What do you mean? Wazir Muhammad, yeah. It's easy. Listen, وَنَسْلِمْ وَمَا سَوَاهَا فَأَلْحَمَهَا فُجُولَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَزْلَهَا مَنْ زَكَاهَا وَخَدْ كَابَ مَنْ زَكَاهَا by the soul and its enlightenment as to its right and its wrong, as to what would benefit it and what would harm it. That's in your soul. So your soul is always telling you what's right and what's wrong, unless you're a psychopath or you're a sociopath. That's your soul is always telling you what's right. Now, you know you shouldn't talk to that sister like that. Now, you know you shouldn't talk to the brother like that. Now, you know you're supposed to be on time to the meet. Now, you know you can't just get that child a gift and then you didn't get out of the child a gift. That's your imam talking. That's your imam talking. See, your imam is not the one at the address. It shouldn't be. Your imam should be right in here in your own soul. And they should be on the job all the time. You know it's time to pray. That's your imam. Tell you doing something. Video game, TV, movie, whatever. Long, but Lord, what? Many of us have these automatic clocks. You know? The imam go off, but your imam is going to tell you right away. You know it's time to pray. But do you ignore your imam or do you listen to your imam? See, that's your excellence. All you got to do is just, how much do I listen to my imam? Not the one at the address, the one in your head, the one in your heart. So think about it. If you have a good imam in your own consciousness that you are aware of and that you pay attention to, when that imam speaks, you obey. Then you're on the path of excellence. But when you don't do what your own excellence tells you to do, then you shouldn't ask why. Your life is the way that it is. All it means is obeying your best self. So drawing to a conclusion here, that's really what it's about. And one of the outstanding points that I wanted to truly underscore here today, something that may surprise you to know, quote the imam again here. The imam said, and what is the finish? I just talked about the end is the beginning and beginning is the end. So the imam is, in the course of his address, he said, and what is the finish? The finish for man's soul is compliance in the word, in God's word, or in God's revelation, God's plan for him. That's the finish for that's the finish for man's soul. When his soul has been brought into agreement with God's intention for it, then his soul has reached its destiny. He says, if you achieve that excellence of your soul, that excellence of psyche, that excellence of your invisible self, the true self, if you achieve that excellence, God says, enter you with my servant. Here's a point that I want you to take a minute and I want you to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth next after this. I want you to hear it in a very particular way. to get to that state. And when one arrives at that state, that is actually when you begin to serve Allah. I know, I've been working in the masjid for 40 years. I've been working in the masjid for 30 years. I mean, I started in 1970 this and 60 that, and yeah, I'm a servant of Allah. Maybe. You serve him at the level that you serve him, and Allah will not negate any of your service. But when Allah says anything in the Quran, any noun, any title, it means the perfection of that title. When Allah says Muslim, he's not just saying somebody who has said ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, and don't do nothing else. He's not saying that. When Allah says mu'min, he's saying one who's really mu'min, the one who has said they believe in Allah and his messenger and never since doubted, and they strove with their might, with their wealth, and with their person. That's what he means when he's talking about mu'min. And when he says servant of Allah, into you among my servants, he's saying someone who started at the bottom of that ladder, became conscious of all their capabilities, all their potential, they arrived at the station of Abraham, and now they are serving society from that station. What does that mean, brother? What it means is the angels are working with you as you serve society. It's not just, you're not hustling it through. You got the angels backing up what you're doing. Why? Because Allah says, and when I have breathed into him of my spirit, then you bow down to him. What does that mean? It means that the servant that is the servant of Allah is someone who they know it's in the revealed word of God, it's in the scripture of God, it's in the intention of God, it's in the plan of God that I do this way, and this is why I do this way, because this is how Allah revealed it. Then that means that the spirit of God has been breathed into such person. So when I cook food, I'm cooking food with recognition that Allah wills that this service be done for people because of the benefits that it means for the society at large. When I educate, I move in that spirit. When I spend or when I invest, I move in action that's in service to the will and the plan of God as he revealed in Scripture. It's not just that I'm doing it just because. I'm doing it according to the big plan. I'm doing it according to the grand strategy. I'm doing it according to the master plan of the creator of the heavens and the earth. I'm not just trying to say, we got one too. When you get there, you're at the station of Abraham. The Quran said, whoever attains the station of Abraham has indeed attained security. So, in conclusion, brothers and sisters, we have some growing to do. All of us, every one of us. Everyone, the speaker, everybody. The biggest room in everybody's house is a room for improvement. Okay? But let us understand. See, sometimes we get satisfied, I'm Muslim, it's all right. Be careful, because you could be in the church mentality with a kufi on.
Right.
I'm saved. I would say I'm saved. I don't drink alcohol, I don't smoke dope, I don't fornicate, I don't commit that. But you don't do nothing now, do you? But you saved. The religion is not for you. It's not for you to just come in, sit down, and be saved.
That's right.
It's for you to come in, grow, and get back out there and go to work. Isn't that what happened with Prophet Muhammad after he made the Isra wa Mi'raj? When he went and transcended the station of Abraham, he came back down, he made Hijra and established Medina to Munawwara, right? That's the model. That's the model. And what we might not like to hear but has to be said, a lot of things we don't get done in our communities because the individuals haven't grown. Really? I mean, it's like, I can feel and sense the heart of people wanting to do more. I want to do more. But we still have not figured out that you have to grow internally. And as you grow internally, more of the angels start working with you.
things for some people, that's a mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And I know many people have stories like this, but I'm truly believing, you want to say, how can he talk like that? That's my experience.
You know, I know people got the ego issue. I don't have the ego issue. Like the imam, I don't think I do. The imam, he's just trying to come on in. The water's fine. So all you have to do is just look at what is it that I'm doing? What excuses am I making? What thought patterns do I continue to entertain? What people do I continue to entertain? You might be surprised to know that your button is your worst enemy. Because what? Because y'all have fun backbiting on jokes.
Oh, yeah, there they go right there. Yeah.
Get off of that.
Yeah.
Because it holds us all back.
Yeah.
So as we grow, we all grow. Last thing, group, right? We have to become. Well, tepo minkum amma. Translation, you say, let there rise of your group. That's to be individual growth. Now, individual growth put together, that's the collective growth, right? You have to grow right according to the plan and design of Allah. I have to do it, you have to do it, and then I have to bring my growth to your growth, you have to bring your growth to my growth, and now your and my growth together, well, I'll be two. Your and my growth together is very powerful, right? And it's in the word group. Just separate it. Grow up.
Mm-hmm.
If we do that, we'll be successful. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم لا يهدوا يصلون من النبي يا الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلم تسليم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم العالمين إنك حميد مجيد والحمد لله رب العالمين وأكرم السلام.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصراط حي على الصراط وقام الصراط وقام الصراط الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله تشوف من الثانية توس تكلم يعمكم الله وتابكم الله. Because the gap in front of you don't close it. The person in the back should step up in front of it. The message is that if there's an obligation to be fulfilled, don't wait for somebody else to do it. You step in the gap. You do it. Step up. There's a gap. Step into it. So, once again, I'm going to allow us to have a long neck. I roll straight, even you know, spatial clearance, shake out of the body. If I roll down straight, our hearts won't agree. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka ni'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قال وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولا سوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فأوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلدا كلا لا ينبضان في الحتمة وما أدراك ما الحتمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطعلي على الآفدة إنها عليهم محسدة في أمد ممددة الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ذكر الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الله أكبر لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالعلي العظيم الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
It must be like, yeah, it's like,